This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Hi, my name is Jewel, and I'm here to represent the NAACP of Hawaii. We'd like to invite you out Saturday the 27th for a Juneteenth culture celebration. It will be held at Kapalani Bandstand. That's in Waikiki. That's June 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have all-day entertainment, lots of music, lots of jazz artists, blues artists, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, you name it, we have something for you. We have some poetry readings by some authors and some poets. We also have some gospel. We have Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, Here Come Chapel. We have lots of food vendors out there, clothing vendors, arts and crafts. So please come out and join us. That's once again, Saturday the 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kapalani Waikiki Bandstand. We have a food drive, which we want you to come out and bring some non-perishable items so we can donate to the food bank. Also, we're giving away a prize. We have games that we'll be playing throughout the day, and you can win $50. So you wouldn't want to miss playing the games and having a lot of fun. So please come out and join us for our Cultures Festival. That's held by the NAACP, June 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kapalani Park. Call Jewel if you have any questions, 358-7663. Mahalo much.
I'm Ando Scar with Green Earth Media. Green Earth Media would like to invite you to join us for the Oahu premiere of Fuel the Movie. Fuel is the winner of the Sundance Film Festival's Audience Award for Best Documentary in 2008 and received 11 standing ovations at Sundance. Woody Harrelson calls Fuel the most hopeful film of the year. The film features an all-star cast and interviews with leading voices ranging from our nation's leaders to Hollywood celebrities, including Julia Roberts, Woody Harrelson, President Jimmy Carter, Willie Nelson, and Sheryl Crow. Oscar contender Fuel is an insightful portrait of America's addiction to oil and an uplifting testament to the immediacy of new energy solutions. Our special guest for the premiere is Fuel director Josh Tickell, who recently appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Green Earth Media is proud to bring Fuel to Oahu. In line with the film's message, we are working hard to make the entire event as sustainable as possible by encouraging carpooling and public transport to the premiere, printing a green program guide featuring local green businesses on recycled paper, and hosting sustainable vendors from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Folks are also encouraged to bring their old phone books and glossy magazines, as Hagedon Printing will be accepting these items to recycle at the event. The premiere is set for Friday, June 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Neil S. Blaisdell Concert Hall. It's $10 admission. Tickets are available at the Blaisdell box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone 1-800-745-3000. There is only one screening and all seats are reserved. Tickets are selling fast. Get your tickets now. Mahalo to our sponsors: Blue Planet Foundation, Kona Brewing Company, Town, Styrophobia, Hawaiian Electric Company, Hagedon Printing, Whole Foods, Kokua Hawaii Foundation, Trees, and Clothing for Health. Join us on June 26th and meet director Josh Tickell. See you there. For more information on this and other events, visit Green Earth Media at www.gemhawaii.com.
And welcome on this Sunday, the first official day of summer 2009. This is K108. It's time now for the Carol Cox Show. And today we have very special guests in the studio. Besides Carol here, we have Tina Quizon with us. And also, you heard that commercial just a few moments ago, for the movie Fuel. We have a guest with us, Josh Tickell, who's going to be in town this week for the movie. It starts Friday, June 26th, 2009 at 6:30 p.m. at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. And Oh, yes, and Josh Tickell, of course, is the director of the movie Fuel, and we'll be talking to Josh in just a few minutes. But right now, here's Carol.
Good morning and aloha, everyone out there, and thank you for joining me, and thanks, Fofoka, for all the good things and the healthy conversations. That's what I love about KWAI. It's an opportunity that we all should appreciate, so... Again, thanks to KWAI to have these healthy discussions and bring things such as this today. The movie Fuel is coming to town, and Mr. Josh Tickell, who hails from Louisiana, but by way of Melbourne, Australia, and what have you, and I'm excited because this movie, Fuel, takes issues, and so often people accuse, especially in my line of work, that environmentalists like to show the problem but offer no solution. Well, Josh Tickell took the time to do all of that, and a lot of the things that people talk about have been debunked in this, and he speaks to the cost of fuel, the biofuels and all. So I think if you really want to learn something, and of all places, Hawaii, we need to address all of this because we're not just simply addicted to it. We are fed intravenously, if I might use that description, on fossil fuel. So, Tina, thank you for joining us. And
you're welcome. It's really exciting to be able to get all these insights. You know, so many people don't realize that they can make a difference. And if you start to look into this and, you know, he even says, change your fuel, change the world. And so it's very, very hopeful that this is coming to the forefront, especially for Hawaii. Right. We're so dependent on fuel. So I'm really excited that this is coming to town. It's a one-day show, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be there.
Right. And that's going to be Friday night, this coming Friday night at the Blaisdell. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. And folks, I would suggest you watching it because Josh and... his group did an awesome job of addressing many of things. Having said all of that, it's not about us, it's about Josh. And Josh, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, Carol.
Well, as you heard some of the prelude to what are you looking to accomplish with this movie, and what are some of the results you're seeing with this movie, Fuel, that you've done?
Well, An Inconvenient Truth really showed us the problems that we're dealing with as a planet. Fuel shows us the solutions. Mm-hmm. So the reason we're coming to Hawaii, myself and the producer of the movie, Rebecca Harrell, as well, will both be there, is we're interfacing with communities across the country preparing for the theatrical release of this movie. Because much like An Inconvenient Truth started a global conversation around the problem of global warming, you know, Fuel is created to start a global conversation on the solutions, the things that we've kind of taken for granted or we haven't really embraced or we've become resigned around, like solar energy or wind energy or algae energy. These are viable technologies that we need to begin to embrace and look at how they can put money back into our communities.
Mm-hmm. So, Josh, where did this idea come from? I mean, it's such an awesome effort and composition. Where did this idea come from?
The idea from the movie is really, it's a personal idea. I grew up in Louisiana among the oil refineries and watched people that I knew, especially members of my family, get sick from the pollution from those refineries. In fact, the area where we lived was called Cancer Alley. There's 150 petrochemical facilities in a 100-mile area. So it's really about turning that story around, which is a story we all know, you know, pollution, industry, that's how we kind of accept things to be. But the movie, the Fuel film, is about turning that story around into a story of problem-solving, collaboration, and partnership, where we really begin to turn some of these big environmental problems around. And what we see on the other side is actually very simple solutions that basically anyone can be a leader in making happen in their community.
And Josh, for Hawaii, you know, we have so many different resources. And for us, you come in here and really putting this out on the forefront of our island because we're so dependent because of where we are and and with the fossil fuel, what plans does your movie talk about to get us off and build a cleaner, greener world?
Well, some of the simple technologies that we look at in the movie are broken down in something we call the green barrel. You know, how are we going to replace a barrel of fossil fuel? Well, if you look at it as one substance, you'll kind of drive yourself mad because you'll look at hydrogen and biofuel and solar, and none of those substances really fit the bill that fossil fuel used to fit. But if you look at the combination of them, there's a combination, sort of a magic alchemy when you combine them together, of being able to provide all of the energy and then some that we need. So really for Hawaii, why we're coming is to look at really specific types of energy like solar, wind, algae, and even tidal technologies, things which are just waiting to happen, and they're happening on a little scale, but in order to make our states, especially our island states, energy independent, we're going to have to embrace them on a much larger scale. And now is, of course, the time to do that, because we have a huge incentives package that's making its way through Congress, and that money is going to be available in the next 8 to 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. How important is it for the individual and the public to have a voice in this?
This is really the time for individuals to take a stand on these issues. We have an energy package that's passing through Congress as well, and that's looking like it's going to pass in the next 8 weeks, and that's been extremely diluted from Obama's original vision of a green and independent energy package. You know, we're now subsidizing coal, oil, nuclear, and natural gas, more of the same. So unless we do something different, we can expect the future to look a lot like the present, which is, you know, a fossil fuel world. I think we need, as individuals, to get the right information in our hands, which is what the fuel film is about, then rally and make a clear stand that we're not going to live in a fossil fuel world when European countries are moving toward a green energy world. You know, one of the things we show in the movie, we profile solutions, and Sweden is one of those solutions we show. Sweden is going petroleum-free by 2020. And Sweden's not even an island with the resources that Hawaii has. So if Sweden can go petroleum-free, Hawaii can go petroleum-free, and if Hawaii can go petroleum-free, certainly the United States can as well. That's the kind of vision that the movie brings. And it's really, let me tell you, Tina and Carol, the movie is a community experience. We just screened in Tennessee last night for a selected audience there, and the questions that come out of the audience are incredible. The time after the movie is such a powerful conversation. You know, generally people stay for 1 to 2 hours after the movie screens, and it is a community building experience. You really get a sense of how can we move green energy forward. So if you're part of the environmental movement and you think you've heard it all, then come to get a refresher and to be a contributor in that conversation. And if you don't know anything about this, this movie is designed to take you from knowing nothing about green energy to being fully versed in the conversation in under 2 hours and really ready to make a difference and make money with these ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, that question was next on my list, and it was worded as, how has the movie fueled and your work influenced people? Well, you've answered that, and I can believe that once people see this movie, it puts all things together, because we hear in conversation, we hear the government is going to look at wind, going to look at waves, we're going to look at biofuels and ethanol and what have you, but it's all fragmented. What your movie does, the movie Fuel, puts it all together in an entertaining way, and I was able to sit and watch it and eat popcorn and enjoyed it, and I went away learning something. And I'm hoping that the people here get to see it, and I'm a little disappointed that we're only going to see it one time. But you're going to try and get it out here on the theaters at one day, hopefully, or make it commercially available, are you?
Yes, the national release is scheduled for September. And, you know, we will see how the movie plays. If there's a big community, which we hope there is, that comes out to see the movie, then it'll be a lot easier to bring the movie back in some kind of theatrical format. We're obviously excited to be able to come to show the movie, to meet the community, to interface, to, you know, see the incredible outpouring of interest in this issue. But whether or not the movie comes back and whether or not it becomes a larger issue is up to the people listening to this show. So that's why I encourage them to come on Friday, because we will make the trek to Hawaii, but we need you guys to make the trek to the theater.
Right, which is a short distance for us. So folks, listen up out there. If you're just interested or just curious, I think that this would be a good opportunity to bring in the kids and the young to look at this and give them a full understanding, or a better picture than what we've seen through the fragmentation of coverage and what have you.
In the you can actually watch the trailer at Green Earth Media. That got me really excited too, Josh, because you really start to put all these pieces to the puzzle together. And a lot of times we hear about problems, but we're not hearing about solutions, and that's what got me excited, and that's why I can't wait to see the whole movie on Friday.
Well, the whole movie is extremely powerful, Tina. It is a journey that spans, 10 years of my life and 150 years of American history. And we use footage from all over the world. The movie took 11 years to make, and so it's not just another documentary. It's really a spectacle. And I don't say that just as the director, but rather the representative of the thousands of people who've worked on this film. It's an incredible, incredible movie that moves people. It touches them. It leaves them crying. It leaves them uplifted. It leaves them wanting to do more. It's not a movie, and I can guarantee you this. I will personally give you your money back for your ticket if you are depressed after watching this film. Most people are so uplifted. They are so jazzed. They are so excited about the possibilities with green energy. They come out of that theater just raring to go because you got the information. And this movie contains the information that has been purposefully kept out of the media. It's been purposefully kept out of your textbooks. It's been purposefully kept out of your magazines. Mm-hmm. And this is it. This is the secret to green energy. If I said, look, I'm going to show you a movie that's going to tell you how to save $5,000 on average for a family a year, first of all. And second of all, it's going to paint the pathway, the future for energy for your kids and your grandkids. Like, you couldn't stop it. I mean, people would just remember to get into the theater, and that's what we've got. That's why Fuel is such a special movie, and it's taken it a while to get out into distribution, because even the studios were confused, and they didn't know how to take a message this powerful. It's a lot like The Secret, or What the Bleep Do We Know?
Mm-hmm.
A very, very powerful message that has taken a while to find its direction in the world. But of course, that's why we're bringing it to you guys in Honolulu. Where else would you go with a message like this?
Well, what's so great is Green Earth Media has created a great event around this. People can get down there a little earlier. They've got some tables and vendors set up about 4:30. You can bring your magazines, the glossy ones to recycle. But what got me excited was the trailer. So you can actually watch it at www.gemhawaii.com, the G-E-M Hawaii. And it just gives you just enough that it's like, I want it to be Friday already. I've been counting down how many days, because it just really got me revved up, and it gave me great things to think, gosh, the kids can, everyone can identify with this. Our kids, everyone in the community, and just being there, I feel, is going to make such a difference, showing the support of that. We want to know about this. We want this on the forefront of our issues, and I think we got a great opportunity now.
Well, you said something very interesting, Tina, and that is you want this to be on the forefront of your issues. This movie and the movement that surrounds it, the community that will be there for Friday night. This is the movement that, if you are politically minded or you're minded, this is where you want to be Friday night. Because these are the issues that, Hawaii will be dealing with, is dealing with. It is the issues of how do we get money back into our system? People are asking, where is the money for our schools? Where is the money for our roads, for our health care system? The reality is it's being spent, really without our consent, on dirty energy. So what if we turned that around and started instituting these clean energy programs? How do those programs work, really? How do they look? All of that information, we're going to cover all of that on Friday. And it's going to be a very engaging conversation that is made as a how-to conversation, sort of like, how do I turn my community green? How do I make money with green energy? And how do I save money in my home or business with green energy. That's why we're coming, and that those are some of the issues we're going to cover. So if you're curious, if those are the questions you have, you know, $10 a ticket is a very, very cheap price to get this kind of information. Most of these conferences that cover this information charge hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars per ticket.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'd like to ask you, if you could, where has the movie been shown, and could you just describe some of the responses you've had? And let's say if you just did Tennessee and you described that, can you give us a feel of how others around the country and where you've shown this, the reception and what you're receiving?
Absolutely. You know, one of the first places we screened the movie in rough cut format was at Sundance, and that's where the movie won the Audience Award for Best Documentary at the Sundance Film Festival. This is Fuel. Fuel, again, if you're just tuning in, the movie that we're going to be showing Friday night there in Honolulu. And can you tell me the name again of the town hall where we're showing it, Carol?
The Blaisdell.
Blaisdell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing at 6:30 p.m., right?
Yes, 6:30 p.m., June 26th.
So come on down and watch the movie, because when we showed it in Utah at the Sundance Film Festival, there were literally hundreds of people waiting in line to see the movie. Many of them didn't see it. And on the day after the film festival closed, we showed the movie to 1,000 people. They booked a 1,000-seat theater. It became outrageous when people started to talk about the movie, that other people got involved, and other people, and other people. And what comes out of these screenings isn't just excitement, but real change. You know, we've seen several groups who've watched the movie start a local organization, whether it's for organic farming or for wind energy or for wave energy or for solar. We've seen students start organizations where they take on the school bus issue. You know, school buses play a big part in the movie, and if you're a concerned parent and you're wondering, hey, how come my kid has asthma, like 1 in 4 American kids do, or you're worried about your kid getting asthma, you need to see this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because it covers the health issues associated with school buses. You know, the school buses are a silent killer in America. They are unknown. It's a secret. But the air inside school buses is 4 times more toxic than the air outside.
And that's from the fossil fuel use.
That's from the diesel fuel use. And the diesel fuel fumes are literally sucked back into the bus, and they're breathed by children. And so this is something that it's a community issue, it's a national issue, but it's something we've got to really look at, and the movie reveals the truth around it, and it also shows the simple way of how to get out of putting our kids in these toxic school buses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I really feel that it's not just a movie for adults. This, to me, I'm going to make a bold statement. I really think this is going to be one of the best family movies of the century, because the education that not only the adults can learn, but the children, this gives them hope to see where our future and where our energy can go.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Tina. You know, my partner Rebecca Harold, the producer of the movie, who will be traveling with me, and myself, we co-direct a nonprofit organization that is putting a 35-minute version of Fuel, the movie that's showing there in Honolulu this Friday. We're putting a 35-minute version of this movie in every school in America, because it is essential that the next generation learn about green energy. Now, obviously, the feature-length film is it's provocative, it's insightful, it's a lot of, and it is also a family-friendly movie. You know, the movie has the Dove family seal of approval, so it is approved for young people to watch the movie. It's a very powerful, moving piece. It covers politics. It covers some controversial issues. And the school version, the scholastic version of the movie that's coming out later this year, is much more toned down in terms of the emotional issues, but the green energy solutions are still there. And this is a movie, you know, this is a movie that has people like Bobby Kennedy Jr. in it. It's got Sir Richard Branson. We have one of the only on-camera interviews with Sir Richard Branson in this movie, and the reason people like that stepped up to the plate to be in this movie is because they saw the potential of getting these solutions out to the public. anything is possible if the public is informed. If we're misinformed or we're not informed, we have no power. And fuel gives us power over our energy. That's what this movie's about, which is why we're looking forward to seeing a full house there on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Blaisdell Hall.
I understand you're going to be signing autographs for your book, so I'm real excited because not only I'm going to get to see the movie, and you're actually coming to town, which is, to me, it's that you made this so important. So I'm encouraging everybody to come Friday night. And, you know, tickets are still available. You can go into the Ticketmaster and pick up your tickets. You can either call 1-800-745-3000. Like I said, you can watch the trailer at www.gemhawaii.com. But it's just such a great time to be able to share this experience. And so I can't wait to see the movie Friday night.
Okay, Josh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I'm looking forward to seeing you both there.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. If you would hold on, we're going to take a slight break here, and we'll be right back. This is the Carol Cox Show. We're talking with Mr. Josh Tickell, co-producer, director, and as he indicated, Regina Harris was the producer of the movie Few, which will be airing here, premiering here on Friday night, June 26th, at the Blaisdell. Anyway, if you would hold on, we'll be right back, and Josh.
Hi, my name is Jewel, and I'm here to represent the NAACP of Hawaii. We'd like to invite you out Saturday the 27th for a Juneteenth culture celebration. It will be held at Kapalani Bandstand. That's in Waikiki. That's June 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have all-day entertainment, lots of music, lots of jazz artists, blues artists, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, you name it, we have something for you. We have some poetry readings by some authors and some poets. We also have some gospel. We have Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, Hickam Chapel. We have lots of food vendors out there, clothing vendors, arts and crafts. So please come out and join us. That's once again, Saturday the 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kapalani Waikiki Bandstand. We have a food drive, which we want you to come out and bring some non-perishable items so we can donate to the food bank. Also, we're giving away a prize. We have games that we'll be playing throughout the day, and you can win $50. So you wouldn't want to miss playing the games and having a lot of fun. So please come out and join us for our Cultures Festival. That's held by the NAACP, June 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kapalani Park. Call Jewel if you have any questions, 358-7663. Mahalo much.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. We're here discussing the movie Few, which will be coming on Friday, premiering at the Blaisdell, 6:30, with Mr. Josh Tickell. And Josh, thank you again for joining us. I wanted to ask you, 11 years you worked at this. Did you ever get discouraged, or did you see any positive growth in your message getting out? You had the veggie van. Can you share that with us and all of that? I think the public would be really pleased and excited to hear some of your adventures or experiences.
Sure, Carol. The truth is I still get discouraged after 11 years. You know, it's not an easy ride taking on such a big issue as energy and fossil fuel and oil and all that comes with it. But the thing that keeps me going and has kept me going over the past 11 years is really that this is a vision for a cleaner, safer, more sustainable tomorrow. And not in sort of an airy-fairy way, but very grounded in the technologies that are available to us, in the things that we can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
So over the course of those 11 years, my belief that green energy is the way of the future has gotten stronger, not weaker.
Mm-hmm.
And in spite of all of the ups and downs with biodiesel, which, you know, people who know me know that that is something that I've been a huge supporter and promoter of, in spite of all the ups and downs with biodiesel, we see a growing trend toward green energy, and it is the way that the world is going. The U.S. is a little bit behind. That's the hard part, is getting people to wake up And the hardest part about that is getting information into people's hands. And as you mentioned, I started about 11 years ago in the veggie van, the wildly painted van that runs on vegetable oil that ran across the country. It was on the Today Show. It made a big splash. Really got the biodiesel industry growing. And we saw an industry grow overnight from where there had been none. Now, biodiesel industry was not perfect. It had its own problems. Among them, it really hadn't looked at sustainability. You know, how is it going to sustainably make fuel ongoingly? And I think there have been some huge lessons learned there, especially with corn and soybeans, as people move away from corn and soybeans and look toward algae as the future. But that whole journey never would have taken place without those initial promotional steps and educational steps. You know, people didn't know biodiesel. They didn't know what it was. We had to take that journey to get to where we are today, which is on the forefront of a major energy revolution, all of which will be sustainable, and it will radically change how our policies, our politics, even if fundamentally it will change how money moves in and out of our communities. We're on the verge of that change, but we're also on the verge of an economic meltdown as we send over $1 trillion out of our economy every year for oil. People don't know what $1 trillion a year means. What it means is that's why we have 600,000 houses in foreclosure in the U.S. That's why you can buy a house in Detroit for less than $1,000 today. That's why the unemployment rate has shot through the roof. We're destroying our economy for oil, but we have the potential to turn it around and fuel the movie that we're bringing to Honolulu this Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Blaisdell Hall. Tickets $10. Fuel gives us the solutions and the answers.
And I think it's great to show the community, because like you had mentioned about the algae, we have so much of this testing already going on in Hawaii with all the different the geothermal, our solar, the wind. So it's so exciting that this conversation will continue, not only Friday night, but this is something that will be continued. And if we're all focusing and keeping this on, the, like I said earlier, the forefront, it's something that families want, communities want, and so for you to take the time to bring this here to make it such an important issue, Friday night is, to me, the catalyst. That's where I'm going to be.
Good. We hope that there's a strong community of catalyst people out there. I mean, one of the things that happens that we find is people go, oh, green energy, I know about that. I've been there, done that. I read the Popular Science article, saw the Nova magazine. I guarantee you, like, I will give you your ticket money back. I'll pay for your gas money to and from the theater. If you've seen everything in this movie, I will give you your ticket back. 11 years to make. We traveled around the world. We interviewed the top of the top people on the planet about this issue, about how is America going to get off of foreign oil, how are we going to rebuild our communities from the inside out. I'm not talking about waiting for some company to come do it, because that's where a lot of people are, waiting for the government to come do it. The companies are here. The government's here. What's missing is the people taking on this issue. And I guarantee you, you don't know the information that's in this movie. You don't know what's in fuel. But I invite you to come find out, because the information will rock your world. This is not a depressing documentary. You will not want to jump off a bridge after you see it. You will want to scream, yes, we can move America toward green energy from the highest mountaintop there, but first you have to come see the movie. And I will be there, the director, Josh Dekel, as well as the producer, Rebecca Harrell, and we're going to be there before the movie, after the movie. We're going to be answering questions. It's really a green community event. So if you consider yourself part of the green community, or you want to be, come down Friday night at 6:30 to Blaisdell Hall.
Yeah. And the little trailer got me real excited. Go ahead, Carol.
No.
You can watch the trailer at Green Earth Media, and it's www.gemhawaii.com. That alone got me so excited that waiting for the movie is, you know, like I said, the countdown's on. We've got about 4 days left that you can still get your tickets.
Well, we can't wait to be there, myself and Rebecca, and we know that there's a huge green community in Hawaii. We're looking forward to seeing that community really come out. I mean, here's the thing. people say, well, what can we do about green energy? Well, the first thing you can do is you can show up to this movie. Your ticket is a vote for green energy. Every single ticket sold for this movie is tracked around the world, and it's a vote, and people watch in other countries. They're saying, wow, fuel is doing well. People must be interested in that issue. So, again, this is your chance to come on down and be part of the community conversation. We are going to cover geothermal, we're going to cover wave energy, we're going to cover a whole new spectrum of energies, algae, we're going to cover it in a different way. We're going to talk about what will be the most profitable energy business in our country, algae energy, and we're going to give you incredible information on that on Friday night. It's really going to be an outrageous experience. It'll blow your mind in ways that you can't imagine what we're going to show you when it comes to green energy.
Now, Josh, we got a call that called in and asking the question, when will this be available for the general public to purchase a copy of this?
We don't know. We don't know when Fuel will be available on DVD. It's got to go through its theatrical run. We don't know if it's even going to be available in theaters in Hawaii. So what's critical is if you're interested in the issue, don't wait for the DVD. Mm-hmm. Don't. Come down and watch the movie with us. That will be the support for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that community that makes the DVD happen. It's that community that makes the information available.
Mm-hmm. And your movie shows, and it touches on some of the subjects of big business, big oil, and what have you. And could you just give a little bit of, I won't call it a tease, a little bit of insight, mm-hmm. what it speaks to on that subject?
One of the things we show in the movie, Carol, is about how the oil industry really has worked up until today. And I make a distinction between the past and the future, because I see real potential in terms of the future. And up until now, there has been a tremendous amount of collusion and collaboration with people inside the governmental sector. And we go through and we detail it. We say, look, here's how much energy they've given. Here's how much money they've put into different people's pockets, and here's how it's worked. We kind of peel back that onion and say, look, it's not pretty, but we're going to show you the truth. And it's a pretty shocking section. We've got a few senators on camera, and when the senators get up and they start to talk in their interviews one-on-one with us, very, very personal interviews, your jaw will drop when you see what we've got on camera. It is absolutely shocking what these people, our representatives, tell us. You know, really intimate conversations where they reveal secrets that no one has seen before this movie. So it's pretty shocking stuff. And then, of course, we flip it around and we say, okay, here's how we're going to solve that problem. But, you know, definitely showing the guts of the machine. It's pretty gory, but we capture that and we put it out there on camera.
And I think you did a pretty good job of explaining and connecting the dots.
And then you're going to be back here again. You're going to actually come live into the studio next Sunday, so I'm looking forward to how the additional conversations in the community. If you're going to be out there watching it Friday night, I would continue this conversation. I don't think it's something just a one-time thing, the movie comes to town, that's it. This is something that really can get the ball rolling. And have you seen that in other communities? I noticed you just won an award in New York.
Yes, we just won a United Nations award for sort of green ambassadorship. And it is interesting. As the movie plays more and more before the theatrical release, and we build up to this big release in September, we're seeing sort of a connect-the-dots type scenario across the country where towns where the movie is being shown are connecting to one another, sharing information, collaborating on these ideas. Oh, how did you guys do the tax incentive for the wind? Well, here's how we structured it. Or, you know, how did you guys do this? This is how we structured it. So people are sharing those ideas, the information that's really critical to turning the towns green. And it's becoming a bit of a network, sort of a green network. So everywhere that gets to have Fuel the movie gets to be involved in this national conversation. Very exciting changes happening. We're seeing different laws be passed in the towns where the movie is played. We're seeing different structures for finance for individuals or companies to purchase into wind or solar or algae technology. And really the big opportunity is, as I mentioned earlier in our interview, within the next 8 to 12 weeks, much of the green energy dollars that President Obama set aside through the incentives package, much of those green energy dollars will be allocated. So now is the time that we're not talking about, $10 or $15 here. We're talking about billions of dollars that is going to be allocated at the state level. So if you are interested, if you are a company that has a vested stake in machining, manufacturing, engineering, design, energy of any kind, you need to be there Friday night, because we're going to have a very powerful conversation that gives you access to applying for the grant money. And that grant money is going to define who are the movers and shakers in green energy in this country.
Now, are you going to be doing an outreach to senators and representatives in local areas, or how would they go by getting? And I notice you have fuelfilm.com. Can you talk about that?
People can definitely check out the website, thefuelfilm.com. We're here in Ohio today meeting with the, showing the movie and meeting with the head of the Appropriations Committee. Everywhere we go, we're looking to interface with representatives. If you're a council member, a mayor, if you're higher up in the strata of leadership, we encourage you to come down Friday. Even if your schedule is busy, come down for the movie, come down for the Q&A, because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where your state begins to move very fast towards some new incentives and some new money and jobs. Mm-hmm. This is about jobs. So, Obama set a mission in stone that we are going to have 1 million new green energy jobs within the decade. And, of course, Van Jones, who's his green jobs czar, is in Fuel. He's in the movie. He speaks about green jobs. We're actually going to speak to Van on Thursday before we fly out to Hawaii on Friday to interface with him and to talk about what can be done in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So we'll have some more information from Van on Friday when we arrive, and we'll update the audience on that information on what Van Jones has said as well.
Awesome. And one of the things that I'm hoping people come to learn about is that there's a discussion, food versus fuel, and your this movie Fuel handled that quite well and gave some good insight on it. And just a little bit, if you could, talk to that point.
Sure. One of the big issues that we take on in the movie is biofuels. And the food versus fuel issue is front and center, of course, in that when we take a historical perspective. We go through the rise of the biofuels industry and really nail it. Ooh, this is where it happened. Funny enough, the food versus fuel issue came about when oil reached the highest it's ever been in terms of price. Oil reached $148 a barrel, and all of a sudden we had a food versus fuel issue. We didn't have a, food versus oil issue, but more specifically, we had a food versus biofuel issue. And so there was actually a series of events that went on behind the scenes. Americans didn't see them. They only saw the result, which was biofuels bad, biofuels starve people. We uncover the truth, and we show you who paid campaign, what they got out of it, and what really went down. And we show you where they used truth and mixed it with lies to feed the American public this thing that is very far from reality. And that's a heated discussion. It's always an interesting discussion. It's an interesting part of the movie, but it's even more interesting in the Q&A session after the movie, because I really will lay it out for you, and it's, your jaw will drop. It is amazing how we as the American people were sold a false bill of goods, mainly because oil reached a very high price, and it was a red herring. Don't look over there, look over here. And all of a sudden, we lost an entire industry. But I'll get more into that on Friday.
Yes, I'm all excited about it. And you talk about monoculture and the downside of that, the fertilizers. And so this movie is chalked with absolutely great information, and you do connect the dots. So people, if you go out there and you see this movie, I assure you, you won't just go in and go empty and come out empty. You're going to come out thinking at minimum. And, and I like your mantra, not just a movie, but a movement, a change. That's pretty hefty.
It is a movement, and I'm, you know, Rebecca, the producer of the movie, myself, Josh Tickell, I'm the director. We are very much looking forward to seeing who's going to be in the movement. You know, who are going to be our green heroes in Honolulu? If you think you're not a green hero, I encourage you, I invite you to come down and to see how easy it is to be a green hero and to learn about these issues and then to begin to make change in your community. This is, you know, this is amazing. We're having a green community event in town for $10 a person. We're flying all the way to Hawaii to be part of this, to give you information that some of the biggest corporations on earth don't yet have access to, how to grow algae, how to make these things happen in your community. Huge amount of money that's ready to be invested from the Obama administration. It's ready to be invested directly into Hawaii. And you as a private citizen or a company owner or a government entity or even a university entity, you can have access to that money into this, but you have to get the information first. And that's what's going to be in the movie Fuel this Friday at 6:30 at the Blaisdell Hall.
Right, and you're also going to be interviewing with Tina Quizon on her Pathways of Paradise. When is it, Tina?
That's going to be on July 6th. So this, like I said, this conversation isn't going to end. Mm-hmm. I've got Josh scheduled to come in, and we're going to air on July 6th his interview, additionally talking about things Hawaii can do to really keep this on the forefront and keep this movement going. And mm-hmm. it's going to be 6:30 p.m., Channel 49. Or you can watch it on the web worldwide at www.olelo.org. So, Josh, I want to thank you, and Carol, I want to thank you also.
Yeah, and this is dear to me. And Josh, one of the things you pointed out in there, you encourage people through this movie that it's not something they got to wait to develop. They can take an active role either in using the biodiesels or the biofuels or what are looking at all other alternatives. That's what's really good about it. The person leave that movie watching it will be encouraged and inspired to go do something rather than wait till the government or some big business come along.
It is a movie about personal empowerment and personal change. You know, we have 15,000 days of oil left on planet Earth. 15,000 days. That's our clock. It's ticking. Each day that we live is one less day of oil. So, you know, if we're going to wait for a big corporation or a government to do something, we're going to be waiting all those 15,000 days, and then we're going to get to the end of those 15,000 days and look at each other. And unfortunately, you know, human history kind of dictates that we're going to bonk each other over the head to get what's left.
Yep.
And that's just completely unnecessary because we have the ability to produce, you know, U.S. uses about 6 terawatts of energy a year. We have the ability to produce somewhere in the range of 18 to 25 terawatts. You know, Hawaii could be an energy exporter. Can you imagine a net revenue increase in Hawaii? How much money did we make this year? Oh, I don't know. Let's go check. USA Today reports Hawaii is among the top energy retailers in the world. Now, that would be a very different situation where they're shipping you boatloads of dollars because of the energy that you're exporting, because you make so much, you can't use it all. That's the situation that we're going to offer you on Friday night. We're really excited to come out to Honolulu. We're really excited to have the conversation of green energy, not the theoretical conversation, but the real, how do we put green, not just energy, but money, back in the pockets of your community, and what can we do together to make this revolution happen sooner rather than later?
Right. Well, Josh, I want to thank you for joining us, and we look forward and we're excited that you'll be arriving, and I can't wait to see this movie again. And, folks, Josh, is there any closing remarks?
I can't wait to see the community. That's, you know, this is, just keep in mind, it's not just a movie screening. It is going to be a community event on Friday. So if you've got anybody who's a skeptic in your family or who doesn't believe that green energy can happen, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your dad, maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your sister, bring them all. Bring them all, because this is an amazing conversation. They will not walk out of this. They will walk in a skeptic, and they will walk out a believer. They won't walk out the same way.
All righty. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Tina. Thanks to your listeners there in Honolulu.
Mahalo. All righty. That was the director of the movie Few, which will be premiering here in Honolulu, June 26th this year at the Blaisdell. And you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster. It's $10, 1-800-745-3000. And if you want more information on Josh's efforts in the movie, Few Film, FUELFILM.com. And you can pick up more information on this as well at carolcox.com. That's C-A-R-R-O-L-L. Or send us an email. And if you have anybody that you think would like to come on and talk about this, please feel free. If you know anyone coming to town or want to talk about energy or alternatives, don't hesitate. We're open and receptive to anyone and extend an invite. But Tina, thank you. And real quickly, what your show is going
to
be?
Pathways to Paradise. The interview with Josh is going to be at 6:30 on July 6th, Channel 49.
Olelo.
Olelo.
Okay. And I really appreciate that. And this is something I'm excited about it because it's, you know, we're dependent on oil. Just, it's unreal, unbelievably.
But yet we've got all kind of resources. So
yeah.
Keeping this on the forefront.
So,
thank you.
We didn't talk about everything, and quite naturally, we would want to, because if we exposed everything, you wouldn't go see
well,
the movie.
Yeah, so, but the trailer's great.
Yeah, but also, again, I want you folks to join in out there at the 144th Juneteenth celebration at the Kapalani Park on June 27th, 2009, put on by the NAACP. So food, drinks, and music, and gospel, jazz, and what have you. And also... hey, if you you folks out there, if you're like me and you want to go out and eat dinner and take the wife out, and happy Father's Day, by the way. I didn't get to say that to many of you out there. But Che Pasta, you got to go by there. A luncheon and dinner menu is available. They are absolutely some of the best food in town, best Italian food. It's Che Pasta. Located in the Bishop Square, Hotel Street Inn, at the retail mall, the 1001 Bishop Street. So you can call them at 524-0004 or Chepasta, C-H-E-P-A-S-T-A, at att.net and tell Mark, owner Mark Cohen, and I will guarantee you, you will be pleased with the dishes and good vegetarian dishes as well. I had a bouillonaise, and it was absolutely really good. A meatless one, by the way, and it was excellent. So, again, that's for Che Pasta, and thanks again, Mark. We enjoyed the stay out there. Okay, this is the Carol Cox Show, and we're going to see you and hope to see all of you out there at the movie Fuel at the Blaisdell this Friday at 6:30 p.m. Come early and participate in some of the activities. And that is a Green Earth Media production. So thank you and aloha.
Thank you.
Saturday the 27th for a Juneteenth culture celebration. Hi, my name is Jewel, and I'm here to represent the NAACP of Hawaii. We'd like to invite you out Saturday the 27th for a Juneteenth culture celebration. It will be held at Kapalani Bandstand. That's in Waikiki. That's June 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have all-day entertainment, lots of music, lots of jazz artists, blues artists, R&B, hip-hop, reggae, you name it, we have something for you. We have some poetry readings by some authors and some poets. We also have some gospel. We have Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, Hickam Chapel. We have lots of food vendors out there, clothing vendors, arts and crafts. So please come out and join us. That's once again, Saturday the 27th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Kapalani Waikiki Bandstand. We have a food drive, which we want you to come out and bring some non-perishable items so we can donate to the food bank. Also, we're giving away a prize. We have games that we'll be playing throughout the day, and you can win $50. So you wouldn't want to miss playing the games and having a lot of fun. So please come out and join us for our Cultures Festival. That's held by the NAACP, June 27th, 11 a.m.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Call if you have any questions, 358-7663. Mahalo much.